Blog Talk Radio.
Evening, this is your brother Orheem. I don't know if everybody's getting what I'm getting out here, but there's something definitely wrong here. I'm not hearing the national anthem. I'm still on. Everything is still active. I don't seem to be able to hear what's going on. We're supposed to have the anthem playing. Things are screwing up a little bit here. I'm all connected. Everything looks like it's fine, but there's something wrong. I can't hear anything. The anthem is supposed to be playing. I don't know exactly what's going on. I'm going to call in from a different phone to see if there's something wrong with this line that I'm on. But the line shows that everything is fine, okay? At any rate, if those of you who are on the line, if you can hear me, press 1. Let me know that you can hear me. If you can... Okay, you're pressing 1, so that means you can't hear me. Okay, I can't seem to hear myself. That's strange. Thank you. Maybe you could hear me. Okay, I got it. You can hear what I'm saying. The music is supposed to be playing. I can't hear anything, and I have no idea what's going on. Okay. I just cut the music off. I still don't hear me. It's the weirdest thing. I can't hear anything that I'm doing. And I have no sound coming here. So let me see, 4432. I'm gonna open up your mic. Say something. I don't know if it's me or if the... Your mic is open. 4432, say something.
How are
you? It's me. Or the, yeah, I can hear you good now. Have you been hearing me all along?
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay, well, I can't hear what's going on. All right, well, I'm just going to go ahead with the broadcast. And you can press 1. And if you... Yeah, you can press 1. And if you want to come back in or say something, just press 1 again, okay? Best if you can hear me. I guess you can hear me out here. Okay. Right now, your mic is open. Okay. Those of you who are chiming in, I'm having a little trouble hearing things, but because I can't hear me. But I just checked with somebody in the in the audience, and they say they can hear me. So if you're just tuning in, you'll probably understand why what's going on. Okay. Right now, this Friday, we talk about health on Friday. I walk the path of balance. I'm good, and I will keep my mind focused and do what I feel. By doing this, I'll be walking the path of enlightenment, and I will get what I want. Friday, we talk about health. This is our day to talk about health. What's wrong with you? Why are you not eating properly? Just send some information to you so that you can eat a little better. As Alan Black Muhammad says, you can start eating to live. Well, that's a big statement, too. But we want to eat to make that perfect cell. We'll get into that in just a minute. But, you know, first 5 minutes, we always talk about that love. That's our biggest problem. This is what we need more of. We need more of learning how to love each other, learn how to love each other in groups and when we're together, because the way this culture teaches love, it's a wonder we could go around the corner together without fighting and killing each other, you know? So we're just going to get into a little bit, just 5 minutes. Now, one day I'm going to do a whole hour on love, but we just do 5 minutes, you know, because it's our health day. Now, you know, they talk about the different emotions. You got the hate emotion and this emotion and that emotion, but what they're not telling you, I'm just a little bit under the weather here. This weather's been crazy. What they're not telling you is that there's actually only one emotion triggered by the things that you think are important. I believe we talked about that yesterday, okay? There's not a whole lot of different emotions out there. This is why when you study martial arts, and if you study the martial arts, they'll tell you, use emotional content, but don't get emotional. You can draw the energy that emotion produces, you know, but you don't have to become emotional so that your emotion controls your action and what's coming out of your mouth. Because a lot of times we get pissed off. We say things that we sure wish we could take back. Oh, I would love to take that back, but it's too late. Once it hit those person's ears and they got it, and those hormones in the heart start kicking in, it gets a little crazy. Now, what they're not telling you, again, is that the heart has a neural net that communicates with the brain, okay? There's neural energy going back from your heart to the brain. That's why sometimes when a female gets so emotional that she passes out, because of the neural information that's feeding the brain so much at one time, yeah, she just passed. Now, some of them fake it too, but we ain't growing hair. But we don't know that there's a connection between the two. Okay, we don't know. excuse me. That the heart gives us hormones, you know, almost like pheromones. It's hormones that give you a feeling. Your emotional feelings are coming from those hormones that are kicking out. That's based on how you were raised, who you grew up with, the relationship that you have with your parents. All that is involved in how those hormones come out when you're dealing with a person. So I was saying, when you're in a group, you have so many different attitudes and mindsets going on in there. You know, we talked about politics yesterday, dealing with all the compromise. But when emotions start running high, you know, it's hard to get a compromise on anything. You have to back up, slow down. Oh, wait a minute, let's do this a little different way. What makes emotions run high is the occult practitioner. Now, this is something that they're not telling you. I'm a Bible thumper, all right, because I know how to read the book, all right? Not that I'm a Christian or Muslim or anything like that there, but I know how to read the book, okay? Excuse me. And there's certain things that the book alludes you to that we're not getting from the ministers and the preachers and all those guys, because they're trying to, well, I'm just going to say it, they're trying to bluff back. I can't say all of them are doing that, but that's the practice that's going on, okay? Now, here's what happened, okay? There's two practitioners in the book. There's the occult practitioner, and there's the power practitioner. Those are the two practitioners in the book. The occult practitioner is the stories, okay? When you say, oh, it's a cult. You think of some, I don't know what kind of explanation they give you about a cult. I need to look up the explanation. I looked it up at one time, the explanation that they give you about a cult. You know what I mean? strange thought process and all that stuff. These are some of the definitions that as they're coming into me. But a cult are the stories. That's why you have so many different groups out there. It depends on whose story you like the best. You can be in one church, preacher come in and lay that story out so good, you say, oh, man, he did that thing. That preacher's mean, bro. And you go follow this guy. Why? He's not offering anything different. They're not taking responsibility for anything. None of the preachers are. They're not taking no responsibility because you have to pray to God to get your salvation. Theirs is coming through your tithe. The preacher's salvation is coming through your tithe and your offering. Your salvation is coming through God. That means have no responsibility for what's going on in your life at all. Everything is blamed on God, okay? That's what the stories are all about. The stories alleviate them of the responsibility to actually help you. That's what the story is. But the power portion of the book put that responsibility on them, okay? That's why they don't want to teach you power. Because when they teach you power, they're responsible for your life and everybody else's life. Their life, their children's life. Each god on the planet is responsible for 650 million other gods. And when you make your plan, that's how you're supposed to plan. Now, let's take this back into the diet. All right, because once I get started on that side, you know, there's just so much to say on that side. But let's take this back into the diet and food, all right? Now, Genesis 1:26 to the 1:29, it's not escaping me. But in Genesis, it tells you, I have given you herbs and seed bearing plants for meat. That you're supposed to be eating meat as prescribed in Genesis, okay? Now, they say that the truth never changes. If you're eating herbs and seed bran plants to stay healthy, I don't care where you are or where you're going. That's a diet that will always keep you healthy, all right? So they give you the truth right in the beginning, but they trick your mind up so that you don't know what the heck the truth is. Oh, it says you can eat meat as long as not the cloven hoof and the fixed hoof and all that kind of stuff. You know, a lot of people call it meat. But, this is what they do. And they start calling the stuff that you're not supposed to have that will keep you sick. They start calling that meat. But the Bible don't call it meat. The Bible calls it flesh. If you go in Leviticus, when you make a flesh offering, they tell you don't put the leavening in the bread and the corn or whatever you're going to give. They're not talking about flesh when you make a meat offering in Leviticus. You follow what I'm saying? So your diet is tied to you living in the time of Adam and Eve. Now, how long did Adam and Eve live? They lived 990 years. That was their lifespan. What were they eating? They weren't eating no flesh. That's for sure. You see what I'm saying? So the object of the whole thing is to keep yourself away from the flesh. But now there's a thought process that's involved in that diet so that you can be healthy and live long. All right? Now, I'm going to lay the thought process out. I did this every Friday. I'm going to lay the thought process out. I think we got a couple of new callers on the line, too. So it's my first time you've heard it. But listen, your body every 7 years reproduces all of the cells in your body every 7 years. That's what it does, okay? Now, you can either be making whole, complete cells, which means you'll be healthy, you'll be a young youth, or you'll be making defective cells. See what I'm saying? So this is why you're eating. One of the shows I asked people, why do you eat? Do you eat to lose weight? Do you eat to gain weight? Do you eat because you're sick? Do you eat because you're healthy? We're supposed to be eating to make that perfect cell, right? How do you do that? What are you talking about, man? Think in terms of a cake. This is your system. Think in terms of a cake. You put all the ingredients in the cake, pop that sucker in the oven, cake come out perfect every time. All it needs is the icing to make it a little sweeter. You follow what I'm saying? Same thing when you eat. When you eat, the body needs all the ingredients at the same time when you eat to make that perfect cell. Because if you're eating too much protein, you're getting too much vitamin K, you're getting too much vitamin A, you're getting too much of this, too much of that in your system, that cell is going to be defective. And over about 50 years, you're going to need a doctor, and you're going to have to become a drug addict. What I mean by coming, they're going to give you some kind of pill. Because the doctors aren't curing you through the diet. You go to the doctor, they put some drugs. I mean, the drug boys, they got it going on. I can't be mad. I mean, the way they got their system set up, they are getting paid. All the hospitals are working for them. They go to Congress. They promote the different drugs and stuff. And the Center for Disease Control allow the drugs to hit the market, the Federal Drug Administration. I mean, they got it going on, you know. The 3-meal-a-day diet was set up by the drug companies. You know what I'm saying? It was set up by the drug company so that by the time you're 40 or 50, you're on some kind of medication for the rest of your life. You're on something. You know what I mean? if you need 80 to 90 minerals and nutrients when you eat, and you eat, you're on a 3-meal-a-day diet, what are you getting? Cancer is a protein derivative. That means too much protein in your system, the body produces the cancer cells to gobble up the protein. Hello, your body is flesh. That's protein. Okay? So it not only eats the extra protein you're putting in it, but it begins to eat you. Okay? This is what's going on. So if you eat breakfast, now think about this for a minute. I'm just doing some thought process. Think about this for a minute. You get up in the morning, come downstairs, you have some bacon and some eggs and some home fries and some toast, a nice little cup of coffee or some juice, and you're out the door. That was mostly a protein and sugar-based diet. That was mostly a protein and sugar-based meal, if you're home fan. Then you come lunchtime. You get your nice little turkey sandwich, a little tomatoes on it, you know, you get some soda or juice or something, you know what I'm saying? More protein. Then comes dinner time. You have this big old steak and potatoes and some string beans or some asparagus, you know, and here you go again. Mostly protein. According to the government, now this is the government now, the body only needs, if you're an adult, 26 grams of protein per day. Now, what's 26 grams of protein? We don't know. We don't count how much protein that we put in the system because we're not making that cake. You see, all we're doing is grubbing. We don't know what the body needs to produce that perfect cell because we're not eating to make the perfect cell. We're eating because we're hungry. Most of us are grubbing because, oh, man, I'm hungry. I need to eat something. Give me a hot dog. I don't care what it is. I just need something. You know, most of us do that. But the body requires a certain amount of minerals and nutrients going in at the same time. All you need is 26 grams of protein per day if you are an adult, and that's like the equivalent of a scoop of tuna fish or chicken breast. That's your protein for the whole day. Now, think about that diet that they have you on with the bacon and eggs, with the turkey sandwich, with the steak at the end of the day, and some of us eating between meals. We go get that chicken cheesesteak from the store, or we go get a tuna salad sandwich or whatever from the store. Think of all the protein that you're putting in your system. You're putting way too much protein in your system. After a period of time, the body's going to produce something to eat that protein, which is cancer. Okay. Now, a lot of people don't know that Dr. Clark, Dr. Sadie, they know that if you stop grubbing on all that doggone protein, that your body will stop producing the cancerous cells. And if it's not producing the cancer cells, then your cells, the cancer will begin to deplete and go away. Okay. Dr. Clark, you can look her up. Okay. And the whole family, they knocking cancer off. Like, in fact, they were knocking cancer off so much, they kicked her out of the country. She had to go to Mexico, and all her clients had to go to Mexico to get cured from cancer. What did they do to Dr. Stable? They just killed him a couple months ago. You know what I'm saying? They knocked him off. All of your naturopathic doctors, now to think about it, all of a sudden, they're dying. They're dying strange and mysterious. That's these naturopathic doctors are. of what's going on out there. You know, there's a conspiracy going on by who? By the people who want you sick. Who want you sick? Well, what do they give you when you get sick? You get drugs. The drug boys got it going on. I'm telling you, and it's amazing how they have the whole thing set up. Now, let's just get into a little pep for a minute. You need to eat like you make it. Now, remember, you can press one of the other comments or statements if you want to say that. And I'll open up your mic, and you can have a comment. If you want to ask a question about food, about your diet, now, you got to remember, I didn't study medicine, okay? The only difference between me and my doctor is the books we read. Now, while I'm reading music books and watching Star Trek on television, this guy's studying medicine. That's the only difference. And once I back up and I start studying medicine, start studying what's going on with my body, they're not smarter than you are. Think about that. The Bible didn't say some people are gods and some aren't. It said you are all gods. That means ain't nobody's better or smarter than you. And you ain't no better or smarter than nobody else. That goes back. That goes both ways. So don't walk around with a chip on your shoulder thinking how smart you are, you know? Everything depends on what you're studying and what you're trying to do, okay? Now, let's get a little bit more, all right? Let's go a little bit more into the textbook back today, all right? Now, there are two types, okay? hold on for a minute. All right, there's two types of vitamins, okay? Vitamins are divided into two categories. Water-soluble, which means the body expels what it does not absorb. And fat-soluble, when leftover amounts are stored in the liver and fat tissue as reserves. The water-soluble vitamins are vitamin B or the vitamin Bs, B1, B2, B3, B5, B6, B7, and B9, and B12, and vitamin C, okay? The fat-soluble vitamins are vitamin A, D, E, and K. Now, many minerals, but certain ones are necessary for optimal health. Minerals are split into two groups, major and trace. Now, major ones are not necessarily more important than trace, but it means there are greater amounts in your body. Now, just think about what I just said just a minute ago, okay? This is the stuff that you need in your body. Now, if you're making a cake, some of these things are missing out of the cake, you got a problem. You know what I mean? That cell is not going to be a perfect cell. It's going to be a defective cell, okay? Now, there's a few food sources that we can get into, okay? I'll do that right quick. This is technical side. The technical side is a little boring, you know. Like I said, the occult portion of all this, the occult portion is pretty good. We're telling the stories, everybody loves stories. We're so caught up in the occult. We used to watch the stories all day long, you know, Days of Our Lives, All My Children, you know. You're being occulted. And if you notice, when they're selling you something on television, they always come with that good story. Yeah, well, I'm Dr. So-and-so, and because my leg fell off and I had to do this, and it made me think in terms of a different way, and you're being a culprit, okay? A lot of times they'll talk to you for 10 or 15 minutes. They'll talk to you for an hour just to give you 10 minutes worth of information. That's how it is in school. You're sitting there for a whole 45 minutes listening to your instructor, and he can give you information in about 10 minutes, but they don't do that, okay? I'm going to list a few vitamin sources, okay? Now, if you're having trouble finding some of these things, okay, you can give me a call. But the stuff that I'm going to mention, they're in every store, so you can find it, you know. Vitamin B1, now I'm going to list meat or flesh and non-flesh items, okay? So you can decide for yourself. Some people, they got to have that flesh. So you don't give them that flesh, they go crazy. Oh, man, I can't eat without my pork chop. Yeah, I'm sure you can't. But here we go. Another thing I wanted to mention, too, that veganism, vegetarianism, it's been around for over 2,000 years. That's how old the book is. And the book is telling you right there, you're supposed to be a vegetarian or vegan. And vegan and vegetarian is the same thing, but some people think they got a little weak and start eating little eggs and stuff, calling themselves vegetarians. But I don't know where the Desert Boy egg come from. And they start eating fish, calling themselves vegetarian. I don't remember no fish growing on no tree or growing out of no bush. But this is how they break things down, so that they can get you back on the side where you need those drugs, okay? Here's what some of you say. Vitamin 1, vitamin B1, you got ham, soy milk, watermelon, corn, and squash. Vitamin B2, you got milk, yogurt, cheese, whole and enriched grains and cereal. Vitamin B3, you got meat. Well, see, they're saying meat, but they're talking about they're talking about flesh. See what I'm saying? When they're talking about meat, they're talking about that red meat. That's what they're talking about. You got meat, poultry, fish, fortified, and whole grain, mushrooms, and potatoes. Vitamin B5, chicken, whole grains, broccoli, avocado, mushroom. Vitamin B6, meat, fish, poultry, legumes, tofu, and other soy products. Banana, okay? That's right. Vitamin B6 is in your banana. Vitamin B7, whole grains, eggs, soybeans, fish, okay? Vitamin B9, fortified grains, cereals, asparagus, spinach, broccoli, legumes, black-eyed peas, and chickpeas, orange juice. Now, here's the question I'm throwing at you to think about while I'm going through this. How much of these items do you, how much of these items do you actually need? How much of the B vitamins do you actually need in your system every day? Are you looking it up? Are you studying it so you know what you feed yourself and your children? Then you got vitamin B12, meat, poultry, fish, milk, cheese, fortified soy milk, and cereals. Vitamin C, citrus fruits, potatoes, broccoli, bell peppers, spinach, strawberries, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts. Okay? Now, that's your vitamin B12. Okay? Now, think about this for a minute. When you eat, you're supposed to get all of your B vitamins, all the way up to B vitamin 12 when you eat. When you eat, when you sit down and eat, all these vitamins you're supposed to be getting, okay? Even vitamin C, okay? Now we're talking about fat-soluble vitamins like vitamin A, beef, liver, eggs, shrimp, fish, fortified milk, sweet potatoes, carrots, pumpkin, spinach, and mangoes. Now, I'm reading this list off now. Like I said, I'm not a doctor, so where am I getting this stuff from? Okay, I'll tell you right now, I'll mention it again after we go through all this, after the show is over. I'm getting it from Harvard Health Publishing, Harvard Medical School. I'm getting it from the guys that are studying it. Okay, so you can go on the internet, all right, look this stuff up. Now, if you want to know exactly how much of each item that you need so that you can be healthy, right, so that you can start eating to make the perfect cell, the government has a site, I forget the name of it right now, but the government has a site that you can go to. I think it's minerals, nutrients, and vitamins.gov, and they will give you a list of how much of each one of these minerals and nutrients that the body is supposed to have on a daily basis. So when you make up your food, when you go shopping, you know exactly what you're buying, what are you buying, and how much of stuff that you actually need, okay? I know I'm hitting you with a whole lot of stuff right now. You're not going to be able to remember all the stuff, but remember, every one of these shows is recorded. That's why I'm going through this. We're in about 5 or 6 countries out there. So every one of these shows is recorded. You can always go and look up on Blog Talk Radio, Who Speaks. And you can listen to the show. You can download the show. You can get all this information right on the download and be right in your dog, right? And you can listen to it every day, okay? I'm giving you the sources where I'm getting the stuff from so that you can go right to the source. You don't have to be listening to your brother Elohim. You ain't got some of us. If certain people ain't saying it, we don't believe it. Yes, I'm saying you know who you are. Okay? Now, come on. So I'm going to give that the name again, Harvard Health Publishing, Harvard Medical School, okay? Okay, all right. Now you got the vitamin D, Purina, milk, and cereals. You got vitamin E, you got vegetable oils, leafy greens, vegetables, whole grain nuts, vitamin K, cabbage, eggs, milk, spinach, broccoli, and kale. Now, those are your vitamins, okay? Now, you're going to need your minerals. What are my minerals? Oh, my goodness. Well, let me do this here. Let me run a little commercial right quick, because I always forget once I get fired up. The next thing, we'll wind up not doing a commercial until tomorrow. Some people call in at 8:30 so they can hear the commercial, see if I need to change anything. All right. And I appreciate them calling in just to hear a commercial. That's fine, too. All right, this is Elohim Five Tribes and Constellation of Stars Radio Present. Elohim Speaks at 8 to 9 p.m. The call-in number is 516-453-9230. Press 1 if you want to give us a shout-out. We do not mention your name unless you want us to. You only use the last 4 digits of your phone number, okay? Monday, we're talking about society news. Tuesday, we talked about the tyrannical scriptures, secret doctrine. We read out of that. On Wednesday, it's politics. Thursday, it's economics. Friday is health. Sunday is religion, or we really teach out of the Bible 2.0. It's not really about religion. Well, then it is. I want you to know what religion is. It gets a little tricky how they play all these words, you know. We got a gospel CD on the market. The link is CD Baby/CD/ Elohim Christ 2. That's number 2. So check it out. You can also catch me on YouTube. Just click Elohim Christ 10 tracks. Jesus is coming. Wait, I said, when Jesus is coming back, where is he coming from? We think he's coming from the same place he came from the first time, out of the goddess's womb. So you sisters out there, be mindful of what you're dumping. The child you dump might just be the one to get us out of this mess we're in. So don't take our chance away from us. We need those babies. Just remember, brothers, it takes two to make them, it takes two to take care of them, okay? Don't forget to check out my book, Tyrannical Scriptures. Christ Has Come. The Chronicles Complete Volume, that's not on the market. Only members have that particular book. The book that will be from on Tuesday, only members will be able to follow along with that book, okay? You know, I'd like to give a shout-out to Hans Butler for his Black History book, When Locks Cry Out. I like him because he understands history and helps fill in the missing pieces. Listen, blacks had a global empire. We had Olympics. They're uncovering the stadiums and all that stuff now. Everything that they're doing is a carbon copy of what you had. They're trying to reproduce what you had set up. We control the air. We control the seven seas was under blacks' control. I'm telling you. But something happened to screw everything up. So he has evidence and proof to back up what I'm saying. That's why I like him. Okay, because he's on top of this thing, okay? Now, I'd like to give a shout-out to Sister Tammy. She's on YouTube. My name, Kamitra 11. That's Will I Am, sister. Those of you familiar with Will I Am, you know, you want to give her a shout-out. If you want to find a little bit about what Will I Am is doing out there, you might give her a call. Just check her on YouTube. I don't have her number down here, but I think I'll add it into the show so you can actually give her a call. Find out some things about what she's doing. I'd like to give a shout out to the Nikki Love Show. She's a spiritual advisor. She comes on YouTube at Nikki Love Woonam. Woonam with her husband. The call in number is 909-749-8626. Okay. You can also go to our website, woonamandinkwa.com. Don't ask me to spell it. I'll give her number again, 909-749-8626. And she can use a little love. She recently had a fire. She lost quite a bit, but she's building back. She's on YouTube, too, so you can catch her on YouTube. And when I say spiritual advisor, she's a spiritual advisor. I did a reading on her. She did a reading on me. I was impressed. I don't know how impressed he was on my reading, but I sure was impressed with her, okay? I'd like to give a shout-out to Division 121, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, UNACR, 1918 and 1929 in the world. Meeting every week. For more information, contact President Mark P. at 267-822-2320. The reason why I mention the UNIA every day is because of Marcus Messiah Garvey. He had the largest black organization in the history of the country, period. Nobody had a larger organization than him. They occulted him. See, they put a story on him and kicked him out of the country. See, when I say occult, it's the story. They put a story on all of our leaders. That's what they're being occulted, okay? They occulted Elijah Muhammad, accused him of the wives. They occulted that they're trying to say that Malcolm X is a homosexual now. They occulted Dr. York, accused him of some of the stuff he's doing. They occulted Brother Polite. They occulted the young Pharaoh. They occulted everybody out there. Drop them stories on you, man. Next thing you know, you have to defend yourself on these stories. I don't know if the stories are true or not. That's the problem. Nobody knows if the stories are true or not. Then they got to go to court. And the Bible says, sell your difference before you go to court, because the court belongs to them. I know, so we're doing a commercial. Okay, let me keep going here. It's just so much. The different thought process that we need to have, okay? And I also like to give a shout-out to the UAIA, the RB Land and Building in Africa, RBG Industries. They make designer clothes, buttons, and flags. So if you want a good tailor-made outfit or land, call 609-638-5828. Now, I got four suits, and they still going strong, okay? And if you want to get that red, black, and green flag, that's the guy to call, okay? 609-638-5828, okay? They got Safe More Electronics. They're industrial electricians. that's one of my little ones, a company. I can vouch for his work because he did work for me, and he did a very, very good job. He's licensed and certified. The calling number is 215-909-3352 from 9 to 5. Okay, I would like to give a shout-out to Thomas Thornton, who writes in the name of Tommy T. All right, you can look him up under, he changed the name a little bit. He look him up for 219, Heaven 2019. That's what he calls himself now. I got it right. Heaven 2019. His name is Thomas Thornton. He has six CDs on the market. When you listen to my music, if you listen to any music that I play on the channel, he did the background for me. You know, I did some songs in his studio, and I did some work on a couple of his songs, too, because we're both musicians, all right? I'd like to give a shout-out to the Taylor Tots Learning Academy, Life Certifier. She's an EMT. Nurse who is currently in medical school and will soon be a doctor. Taylor Tots has a before and after school service in the West Philadelphia area, okay? So if you're living in Germantown, unless it's calm, she can't help me. I mean, West Philly, because she makes sure that everything, that the quality is good, the pickup, the delivery of the children, everything has to be perfect for her. So if you're outside of her zone, she just going to tell you she can't help you, okay? So for the best quality children care and service, just give her a call, 215-594-3081 from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. Your email address, TaylorTotsLearningAcademy@gmail.com. I'd like to give a shout-out to our resident naturopathic healer, Dr. Paul. His number is 215-779-7255. Now, if you need herbs and stuff with this pandemic, you can go to his website. He got everything on that website. That's Dr. Paul. You can get everything from him on that website, okay? And I'd like to give a shout-out to Dr. Bill. His number is 631-561-3864. He sells some good water purification systems. So if you're getting tired of drinking the school kid punch or whatever punch you're drinking where you live at, they do a mean thing with that water out there. I'm telling you, you know, give him a call and he'll help you out with the water. Okay. Now back to the health portion. Okay. Now, remember, if you have a business or something, if you want to, me to give you some announcements, especially if you have business on the internet, this is a global show. We're in other countries here. This is not just the United States. We're in other countries. I might make a list of all the countries that we're going to, but we're in other countries. Now, let's deal with the minerals that you're supposed to be getting. We're talking about calcium. That's yogurt, cheese, milk, salmon, leafy greens, chloride. We're talking about salt, but there's other places you can get the chloride from, too. I'm going to list them next week myself. Magnesium. We got spinach, broccoli, legumes, seeds. Whole wheat bread, potassium, we got meat, milk, fruits, vegetables, grains, legumes, sodium, we got salt, soy sauce, and vegetables. Yeah, vegetables got sodium in them. Okay. Now let's deal with some of the trace elements that we need. Okay. Chromium, that's meat, poultry, fish, nuts, and cheese. Copper, shellfish, nuts, seeds, whole grain products, beans, prunes. Now we're talking about fluoride. That's fish and cheese. These have fluoride in it. Iodine, salt, and seafood. Okay. Sometimes you wonder why you're vegetarian, you'd be craving for that seafood. You might not be getting enough iodine in the system. Okay. So you need to check that and get a good source of iodine for yourself. Okay. Then we got iron. We got red meat, poultry, eggs, fruit, green vegetables, fortified bread. Now, remember, you can get iron from green leafy vegetables. Those green leafy vegetables are very powerful, especially that collard green. Magnesium, nuts, legumes, whole grain, and tea. Selenium, organ meat, seafood, walnut, zinc. That's the meats, shellfish, legumes, and whole grain. List is some of the things that you need. Now, remember, all of this stuff that I just mentioned, everything that I talked about, when you sit down to eat that meal, okay, all of this stuff, the minerals, the vitamins, trace elements, everything is supposed to be on your plate when you sit down to eat. Now, wait a minute, brother. That's a whole lot of stuff. How in the world are we going to get what we need? You know, I can't eat that much. You don't know that you can eat that much because you don't know how much of each you need. You might only need just a few teaspoons on one thing, a few teaspoons on another thing, but you don't know. Why? Because you're not studying this stuff. They gave you this 3-meal-a-day diet from what they used to call it back in the day. We used to have a pyramid diet. We had meats and the vegetables and all that stuff. It sounded good, but from back in the day to now, call anybody that's over 60 and they on some kind of drugs. Call them. You can't call them not one if they're not taking some kind of supplemental drug, because we've been eating terrible all our lives, and the drug boys, oh my God, they are, the drug boys are getting paid out there, man. And I am impressed at how they got this thing set up. Just like when they took over Afghanistan, right? All those poppy seeds and stuff, they were start growing poppies like crazy. They had to do something with it. But what did they do with the opium? They put it in a pill, they call it opioid, okay? Got it passed through Congress and the CDC. Put the opioids on the market and start getting addicted. They sell opium, okay? Calling opioids. Everybody started getting addicted. Addiction was so bad. You know, I mean, I asked the doctor tried to give me some drugs. I said, look, I don't take stuff on the drug deal. I just get away from my food, you know? That's what I tell the doctor, you know? I said, whatever happens to the opioid crisis? He said, oh, well, they made another drug to solve that problem. Just making drugs to solve the drug. They create a problem, and then they make drugs to solve the problem. That's why a lot of children are skeptics about this pandemic. The drug boys are getting paid. They're getting paid ungodly. You know what I mean? Did they actually start the pandemic and blame it on China? Or did China China got drug boys over there too. Did all of them get together and decide to release the pandemic? Talking about acceptable losses, okay? Now, you heard one of the princes from Britain talking about he would like to come back as a virus and kill people. You know what I mean? Everybody that talks about there's too many people on the planet, you can solve that problem right now. All you have to do is go kill yourself. That solves your problem, and it solves our problem. There's one less person that you have that's on the planet, and there's one less person that's trying to kill and murder a whole bunch of people that's off the planet. One less nut that we have to deal with. Anybody that say they think we got too many people on the planet, I got the perfect solution for you. Go in off yourself. That solves both problems, yours and ours, okay? But here today, we're talking about health. Why are you eating? This is what I like to ask every show. Why are you eating? What are you eating for? You know what I mean? Now, what I'm going to do, if you got your pencils out, the new people, you might want to write this down, but it's not complicated, so you probably can remember. These are the 5 vegetables, okay, that I eat every day. And there's 80 minerals and nutrients in just these 5 vegetables alone. If you eat these five vegetables, your system will begin to straighten itself out. But you have to eat them all at one time, okay? It's one cup of each of these. One cup of broccoli or Brussels sprouts. One cup of collard greens. One cup of green beans. Excuse me, one cup of green peas. Those five vegetables, one cup of those, you know, as a meal, okay? Now, if you can't eat all five at one time, I can eat all five at one time because I'm used to eating them all five at one time. But you can turn it into more than one meal. You can eat as much as you can on one meal, then have the next meal, eat as much as you can on the next meal. You follow what I'm saying? But those five vegetables will give you almost everything you need without any flesh. You don't need no flesh because all your proteins, your calcium, your mineral, everything is in those five vegetables. You don't believe me? Look it up. Now, those of you who are a part of the group and have your book, there's a nutrient chart in the book that lists these vegetables and what's in them. And also it tells you what the body needs. I listed it all in the book. Those of you who have gotten the book and are part of the society, okay? You can just look it up in your book. I've done all the work for you. It's already there, you know? And that's a template that you can use if you want to add, you know, maybe one vegetable you might not like. Oh, man, I can't stand Brussels sprout. Well, look for a Brussels sprout equivalent and add that in with your meal instead of doing a Brussels sprout. So you can switch the vegetables around, but make sure they have the same equivalent. Now, I look at collard greens, kale, cabbage, all those leafy vegetables. The one with the most nutrients in them that I found was the collard green. That's the one that the herbologists back in the slavery days told us we need to eat. And so we eat. But it was more nutritious for us than some of the other vegetables that we couldn't get our hands on. And white folks weren't eating no weeds. You know what I'm saying? So they gave us the stuff that we needed because, you know, they brought herbologists over here. They didn't just bring regular people here. You follow what I'm saying? And we had herbologists here telling us what to eat, and how to keep ourselves healthy, you know? And we used to wonder, well, why do blacks like watermelon so much? You know how hard it was to get water out there in them fields. They bring, you know, water. See what I'm saying? But you can take the watermelon out there with you, and you're good for a little while. You know what I'm saying? You cut the watermelon up, slice it a piece of salt, give it to the children, and they can quench their thirst. That's why we like watermelon. Watermelon was important to us in them fields. That's how we got a lot of our water. And watermelon has a lot of minerals and nutrients in it, too. Look up that watermelon. That watermelon will surprise you. Trust me. You know what I mean? So anyhow, this is our health day. This is what we're talking about. If you have some type of chronic disease or something like that there, find out what you're deficient in because you have some kind of deficiency. Okay. Sometimes the body holds too much water and we're gaining too much weight. Okay. There's some kind of deficiency. Sometimes the body's not holding enough water and all the water is going right in and right out. It might be some kind of deficiency. I know in some cases you're not getting enough salt. You might have to put a little sea salt in the water when you drink it. I'm just saying little things like that will cause the water to process better, you know? So I'm just saying there's a lot of things that the body can do. Once you do like the Bible says, physician, heal thyself. It's time for you to get out of the football games, leave the baseball games alone, stop worrying about all the distractions that they have given you to keep you, well, most of that is to keep you out of politics, so that you be worried more about what LeBron James is doing than what Mitch McConnell is doing. That's what I'm saying. They don't want you to worry about what McConnell is doing at all. They want you following LeBron James' stats. Oh, Michael Jordan's stats. You know what I mean? You know so many basketball players, football players, what they have for breakfast this morning. You know what I mean? What they doing all day long? Who they married to? What girls they shooting with? Okay. And you know nothing about the people that's controlling your life. People that's controlling what's going on with your children and in schools. You don't know nothing about nothing of that stuff. You know? You're so busy chasing nothing. You know what I'm saying? Now, you know, some groups, they love to have their little cookout. Okay. I'm just going to mention this for a minute because there's something that goes on. This is dealing with Leviticus. All right. And when they bring in their burnt offerings in to the preachers, you know, and the preachers tell them how to dress the meat and how to pour the blood out on the ground and all that kind of stuff. You know what they're doing? The burnt offerings, they're barbecuing. You don't know that on the 4th of July, the Independence Day, they do a spiritual ritual to honor the Bible that brought them to power. That's the barbecue. That's the burnt offering. You're doing burnt offerings as the spiritual ritual to honor the book that brought them to power. How many of you need that? You understand what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. They got so much going on because we don't know where the power is, where it's coming from, what's going on. We don't know nothing about nothing. So, and then the preachers got us caught up in the story. Let me just run this right quick, okay? Remember the story to the Three Little Pigs? I love the Three Little Pigs story, okay? The storehouse, the wooden house, and the house made of brick. Moral of the story, build your house on a strong foundation. That truth will stay with you forever. Build your house on a strong foundation. Now, here's what they do, okay? Just like in Joseph, the story of Joseph. We're talking about spend half, save half. That's how he saved Canaan or Egypt, okay? They take the stories and they break the stories down and they're arguing over the story, okay? What it was touching them when Moses wasn't here, was there really a, you know, well, the three little pigs, how can a pig build a storehouse? That don't even make no sense. What's the, how old were the three little pigs? Where are they from? Who was their mother and father, you know? Who cares? Build a house with a strong foundation. Forget about whether the three little pigs build a house or not. It don't even matter. But this is what they're arguing about. You got whether it's Tutmosis, was there really a Moses? Who was the real Hebrews? And, oh, man, you should listen to some of the story that they're debating about. And trust me, those children that are debating on these stories, they are smart. They know the Bible. They know the Bible stories backwards and forward, but they don't have no idea about the power. All they're debating about is the story, you know? Well, yeah, well, women was raped in the Bible and this, that, and the other. And, you know, I mean, they be going on, and I'll be sitting there listening to them because they ask questions sometimes that I don't think about. And had to go into my DNA to find the answer, you know what I mean, some of these questions that they ask. Because, one of the children, I was talking to one of the children, and we're talking about Genesis, right? And he said, well, let me ask you a question, Grandpa. What came first, the chicken or the egg? I said, you know what? You're the first one to ask me a question that will take me out of Genesis to let me know that you really understand what's going on. You follow what I'm saying? Because it says in Genesis that he made all the animals and the sheep. And did he make baby cows and baby sheep? Come on. Did he make little baby pigs when he started making all the animals and stuff when he first made men and women? No. From your DNA. All right? All of the animals, insects, the sea creature, the tree, everything is a blueprint coming out of your DNA. In your DNA, you would make, now what God in the right mind would make the egg first? That don't even make sense. The first chicken wasn't made from the egg. It was made from your DNA. That's where the first chicken came from. So the chicken came first. How can I be God and make an egg first? That don't even make sense. You know, and this is what I'm telling the child. A child asked the right question. What came first, chicken or the egg? You're talking about all this God stuff and how things were made. Your DNA is very powerful. In the Darwinian circles, they're trying to say that we're related to the animals and species and all that as it evolved. No, I'll tell everybody that's a bunch of crap. They're related to us because we made all those things out of our DNA. That's why the relationship is so close, because they come from us. We didn't come from them, you know? Ask yourself right now, when was the last time an ape turned into a human being? You know what I mean? They come from, we come from an ape. They didn't come from no ape. We made the dog one. They checked the atmosphere and see what was going on the planet. The ape came out of our DNA. We didn't come from a dog or an ape. You follow what I'm saying? If we came from the ape, Well, then they talk about evolution, or we evolved. No, we were designed to do things a certain way. That's what's going on. We were designed so that if something happens, catastrophic happens, our body would mature to make sure that we survive. It was all designed by your ancestors, okay? Well, that's a whole nother story, too. But some of you are the ancestors that did some of the designing. I ain't going to go there right now. That's... It's, oh, brother, you're going too far now. Slow this thing down a minute. No, so I'm not going to go into that. That will be on Sunday. We can get into stuff like that on Sunday, okay? And because the Bible explains all of that. You know what I mean? So you know who's who, what's what, you know? And this is why King James, I never had no respect for King James. I didn't know who the man was at all until I learned the Bible code. Now I know who King James really was. That brother was something stuff. He saw all this coming. You know, it took 800 years for Britain to get out from under black rule. They were ruled by the Moors. 800 years it took them to get out. You know what I mean? We've been under here a couple hundred years, so it's going to take us a few more minutes to get out from under all this here mess. But we will get out. You know what I'm saying? So King James, he ruled Ireland and Britain. So you can't say this man don't know what power was. He knew what power was. He was controller. He was a powerful dude, this guy. And what he did so that we can come back to power, right, he relayed out the King James Version book by book by book by book, step by step. He's telling you how to come back to power and how they got the power. You know what I'm saying? If you know how they got the power, then you can stop them from being so, from powering you so much, okay? And you can stop them from doing that, but you have to know how they done. You have to know how what they went through, how, you know, what's going on. You follow what I'm saying? I don't get too much into this because we're really talking about health, but we only got about 2 minutes left. But look, you have to eat as if you're making a cake. Let's go back to health. We only got about 2 minutes. You got to eat as if you're making a cake. Okay, all the ingredients that you need to go in your body at one time. I'm giving you five vegetables. Those five vegetables came, not 80%, but 80 minerals and nutrients. If you eat them five vegetables at one time, then your body is able to handle some of the other stuff that you put in it. You know, like you get that little soda or that little sandwich or something. Your body can handle that stuff. But without all of your ingredients in at one time, and hard for your body to function, overcome some of the madness that you're putting in it, you know, especially with the coffees and the teas and stuff, you know, and be careful of the caffeine. Don't consume too much caffeine, you know, be careful of the sugar, you know. If you got to have sugar, get the the Jamaican brown sugar, you know, that's the crystals. You know, it's the same cane sugar, but it's processed. The molasses and all that still in the sugar. You know what I'm saying? So there's a lot of things you can do to eat better, to eat healthier, okay? And especially when it comes to your children. Do some research. You have to become your own doctor. Start studying. Get out some of the silly books that you be reading and read the medical books and start learning how to take care of yourself, okay? Now, we're going back to love. Love is the act that makes others feel good. I walk the path of reap what you sow, and I eagerly embrace everything that I have done to come back to me this day. So let it be written, so let it be done. Listen, love is the act of making others feel good. You got to keep that on your mind when you're with your mate, when you are with groups, when you're dealing with other people. What can I do to make them feel good? So I'm saying, how can I love them? That's the question. When you're saying, how can I love them? How can I do something to make them feel good? Now, there's another side to that, too, right quick. If you getting drunk and falling out and taking drugs, you feel upset, you might be feeling good, but nobody around you is feeling good because they love you and they don't want to see you in that condition. So it goes, there's another step to that too. Sometimes you be doing things to yourself to make you feel good, but nobody around is feeling good about what you're doing, you know? So remember, love is the act that makes others feel good. Now, what I'd like you to do is go ahead out, okay, for the rest of the day and all day tomorrow and have a feel good day. Much love, this is your brother Elohim, signing off, and we'll check that tomorrow. Much love, guys.